This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 667 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. September corn, 572 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. December corn, 538 and a half, down 5 1/2. July soybeans were 1548 and a half, up 14 and a quarter. August soybeans were 1432 and a half, up 7 1/4. November soybeans were 1272, down 6. July wheat was 663 and a half, down 3 3/4. Down 3 1/4. September wheat, 673 3/4, down 3 1/4. December wheat, 689, down 3 1/4. Now it's time for the Cash Grain Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn and soybeans mostly higher and the wheat ending lower. Many traders evened positions and prepared for Friday's release of the USDA crop reports. Wednesday morning at 11 a.m., the USDA will release their quarterly grain stocks and planted acreage reports. Wheat futures on Thursday ended lower despite higher-than-expected weekly export sales figures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 8 cents lower at 682 to 692, but soybean bids were up 10 to 15 cents at 1547 to 1563. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent lower at 693 to 707. Soybeans gained 7 cents at 1556 to 1573. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 676 to 722. Soybeans gained 15 cents at 1584 to 1597, and the wheat bids ended mixed, ranging from 644 to 654. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 10 to 17 cents at $15.97 to $16 even. Basis gained 3 to 10 cents, ranging from 165 to 168 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $514.60 up to $524.60. That's up $16.30 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed, ranging from 707 to 729, with basis steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 40 to 62 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 12 cents lower at 692 to 707. Basis dropped 8 to 15 cents at 25 to 40 over July. Soybeans up 2 to 6 at 1576 to 1588, with basis down 8 to 12 cents at 28 to 40 over July. And the wheat price is 2 to 4 cents lower at 643 to 649, with basis steady to a penny better at 20 under to 14 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 712 to 724. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 10 to 14 cents with quotations at 1593 to 1608. Soft red winter wheat down 4 at 672 to 673, and Milo 2 cents stronger at 686 to 687. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions ranged from 504 up to 522 for new crop corn. New crop soybean bids at 1235 to 1250. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 707 up to 724. New crop bean bids 1245 to 1265. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 511 up to 526, with new crop soybeans ranging from 1250 up to 1270. That completes our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your closing prices for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were 121.15, down 12 cents. August live cattle, 122.92, up 75 cents. December live cattle, 128.15, up 77 cents. August feeder cattle were 141.70, up 77 cents. September feeder cattle, 151.82, up 80 cents. November feeder cattle, 154.67, up 90 cents. July lean hogs were $175, up $2.02. July lean hogs at $98.55, up $1.75. December lean hogs $83.70, up $1.10. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 65 cents higher in a range of $95.50 to $104 with a weighted average carcass price of $98.24. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly $2 to $4 higher with very good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $60 to $64. 4 to 5 weights traded at $61 to 65, 5 to 550 at 67 to 68, and over 550 pounds at 68 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 13,045 head. Moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction Report for June 26th, with receipts totaling $809. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 lower, and slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle were not reported today. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of $119.50 to $124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded from $110.50 to $112.50, and choice slaughter heifers traded from $119.50 to $123.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $122 and on a dress basis at $192. Heifers on a live basis traded in a range of $120.50 to $122. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 272 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $109.65, which was $1.68 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $197.38, which was 87 cents higher, with select carcasses at $187.62, which was $1.11 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000, compared to 400,000 for last week and 407,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now we have your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June was $6.97. For July, $6.81. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.89. For July, $6.81. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.86. For July, $15.59. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.43. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $6.97, corn at Scottville is $6.89, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.86, wheat at Scottville is $6.43. That's all for part one of today's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 6. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-80s. We will have northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, a 50-50 chance of a shower, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower Monday, low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have west winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, and our temperature 74 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. I talked with Bill Brink of M&M Service Company about the wheat harvest that's just starting to get underway.
As I mentioned, the wheat, not too much has been harvested. We are hearing some reports from Bond County. I've heard a couple of producers that have harvested a little bit of wheat. It came in at about 65 bushel per acre, and the test weight was pretty good, around 60 to 62 pounds. Now, this is, you know, good, but whenever we start having a prolonged period of wet weather, we tend to see test weights decrease in wheat, and I'm sure that's probably going to happen. So I think all of the wheat that we see around here, particularly in the southern part of the M&M area, needs to be harvested, and certainly there's enough moisture there for double crop to occur.
Brink also talked about double crop soybeans and late planted soybeans.
There are some producers in the southern part of the area that have conventional soybeans to plant yet. So the question is, you know, what's the most practical, you know, cutoff date for planting soybeans? And soybeans, I think farmers tend to be comfortable going up until about the 10th of July, which is, you know, hopefully we can get all the double crop soybeans in. Now, one interesting thing is there's several different thoughts about how to manage late planted soybeans. For example, Ohio State University still talks about an increased seeding rate anywhere from 200 to 225,000 seeds per acre, whereas University of Illinois, Dr. Emerson Nussinger tends to think that increasing the seeding rate for late planted soybeans isn't all that necessary, and I guess I would tend to agree with him, because it just seems like increasing soybean seeding rates even late June, early July doesn't seem to improve yields all that much. One thing they both agree upon is that narrow row soybeans, 7.5 inch soybeans, tend to do better as the season progresses. One interesting thing is that at Brownstown, at the University of Illinois Brownstown Research Center, over the last 10 years, double crop soybeans have yielded about 72% of what conventional soybeans have yielded. So, you know, you might kind of think about that as you know, a benchmark that you can think about, well, you know, I'm going to get about 3/4 of the yield of what conventional. And that surprised me. I didn't think that percentage would be that high. As a matter of fact, when we get into early July, then say the 5th to the 10th of July, that decreases to only about a 50% of what a normal soybean crop will yield. So obviously there's going to be you know, reduction in yield, but certainly if we can still achieve 72% of the conventional soybean yield, that's still, you know, worth going out there and planting double crop soybeans.
Don't forget, this Saturday, June 29th, bulls are coming in from all around the country for a bull riding futurity taking place at Midway Trailer Sales. Randy Littrell is encouraging anyone who is interested to come out and see the bulls.
The futurity that starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday is free, and I invite everybody that's interested or just wants to be nosy to come out, because it is going to be something that's never happened in this area. That is free admission, and I kind of wanted to get the word out on that, because, you know, a lot of people know that I have bucking bulls, but they don't know what all goes into it and what we do, and when I say futurity, what that is. Well, here's an opportunity to come see a futurity. You're going to get to see bulls from all over this part of the country, and then the actual bull riding at 6 p.m. on Saturday. It's a $10 admission. Kids 6 and under is free. Trying to keep it simple. It's just $10 a person to get in. We're not doing any advanced ticket sales. It's just pay at the gate. With this being an outdoor event, we're not really limited on how many people. We're going to, you know, have enough seating for about 1,000, 1,200 people.
Once again, you can go out and watch the Futurity Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for free, or come out and watch the competition Saturday evening at 6 o'clock for $10. Children are free. That'll do it for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.
Angela, thank you so much. And before we let you go, who are you going to have on the Farm Show tomorrow?
I am going to have the Riding Center on the Farm Show tomorrow. We're just going to talk about the summer activities that they have going on.
In your travels, have you seen any combines out in the field yet?
There were a couple out in the field. Yes. I did see that.
I saw a couple myself yesterday. Yeah, won't be long. Yep. Angela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's WSMI's Angela Besh, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Monsanto, Southern Illinois team, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.